Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Well, it's three shopping weeks. Is that correct? Yeah, that's about three shopping weeks. Size 15
neck. Me neither. Size 15 neck, yeah. Let me put my hands around your size 15 neck.
Ah, the holidays.
Yeah, it brings out the best in people.
It really does. Listen up. Today we're going to talk to a lady who has a capybara. How do you say this? Capybara? Capybara.
I think so. I think that's the way you
capybara,
pronounce it.
Capybara, yeah.
Capybara? Okay.
Capybara.
Like Yogi Berra, capybara. And this is a very big rodent, and actually there's a fad now. People are starting to make these their pets, and I believe you can own them in Texas. I believe you can own them in Nevada, although I'm not sure on that.
Probably.
Yes, we have one that comes to our hospital, so yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
So you actually treat one of these big rodents?
Yes. They kind of look like a super-sized guinea pig. That's kind of how I describe them, but more kind of the size of a pot-belly pig.
Wow.
They are the cutest.
Yeah.
Do they have an odor about them like a ferret does? Do they have a distinct odor?
You know, this one that came in, another doctor treated, so I didn't get terribly close to her or him, but, you know, there's a little bit of an odor with most of these guys, but it's not... I don't know what you're specifically, like a ferret odor kind of thing?
Yeah, ferret's real strong odor.
I guess I can't say. I don't spend a lot of close, intimate time with them.
Well, they're big chewers, I understand. They'll chew just about everything. And here's the deal. I guess they're from South America. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah, they're from South America. Uh-huh.
So do they have trouble living here?
Well, they're living the good life, so they're being cared for people. So, you know, they like to eat kind of plant matter. So they're, you know, as long as you're providing for them, it's not like you would let this kind of animal run unsupervised for a lot of reasons. One is because you have to go through a lot of hoops to get them. And so you have to ensure that you have proper housing you know, that they'll be safe from predators as well as, you know, safe from escaping, you know, an enclosure or a yard.
They really do look like a guinea pig on steroids.
How much do they weigh? Like 100 pounds or something?
They can get to about 100 pounds.
Well, I think this one that we're going to be doing an interview with weighs 120 pounds.
120? Oh, holy moly.
Wow. What? A rodent that weighs...
I just did a Google search. Dogs and capybara. Our pet, the capybara. Looks like there's a dozen at least videos here you should check out of this. But we're going to have this particular one. I believe she was one of the first people to have a capybara as a pet.
As a pet.
And I don't know how I feel about that yet. The jury is still out.
Yeah. We'll
talk. Are you not a fan of exotic animals that are unusual?
I'm not a fan of animals that are out of the environment they need to live. You know, I don't like seeing monkeys in zoos, and I don't like seeing elephants in zoos in small enclosures that are, you know.
Tigers in a house and that kind of stuff.
Tigers in a house. And by the way, you have a story about that coming up, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I do.
It's a crazy story, too. In fact, what are you working on for this hour?
Well, you just told everybody, Hal. I didn't have to say it. We're going to be talking about a tiger that lived in a house with several other, more than several, actually, close to a dozen other animals that are best wild, in our opinion. We'll tell you about that. And we also have a really good feature on some of the things that you will find around your house during the holidays, but may not be so good for your pet to find.
Okay, that's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls right now. Toll free 1-866-405-8405. Or you can ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir. I have an Egyptian Mao kitty cat. He's 14 months old,
And
he puts me to shame. He is more intelligent than about 85% of the people who I know.
that would have to be typical for the Maos. They are very bright and very inquisitive.
He's got an M on his forehead. We thought for about 6 months he was a mancoon, but this boy has got real short, pretty, beautiful hair, and he's black and gray. He's got four white feet, a brown nose, an M on his forehead, and a white chest. Now, and a long tail. Now, am I describing Egyptian Mao?
Well, not necessarily. You know, I think a lot of people, We know that the Mao has a very prominent M on their forehead, but that's not just exclusive for just that breed. So really any cat that has a tabby coat pattern, and tabby isn't a breed, so it's just kind of a coloration, but any cat that is a tabby can have that M, and it's kind of just a distinctive thing. But I think in the Mao's, you really see it's kind of stick out a little bit more.
Well, how in the world did I get an Egyptian Mao out of a shoebox?
Well, I'm going to be a little skeptical because it is a breed that is, one, it's expensive, and there's not terribly many of the registered ones. It's pretty uncommon, and so you may have maybe a mixed breed kitty that has some characteristics like that. Now, you know, the Mao's kind of look like some of those other cats, like the Assacats, like the Abyssinian, so where they have the kind of the spotted hair coat. So that's a little bit more distinctive. If he's got white feet, I'd kind of wonder whether or not he really is a Mao, because that isn't something typical for these guys.
Okay, I think, now this happened 14 months ago, I got him out of a shoebox. Now, he had two siblings, and they were just white. I mean, totally white. Would that mean that he's just a cast off, or was there a white?
Well, like I said, I think you're probably dealing with a kitty that's of a tabby variation, and he's got that M. But it doesn't sound to me like he's probably a full bred Mao. That would be a rarity, unless he's hanging out with brothers and sisters that are from another mother.
Well, you look him up, if you will, after we, you know, cease to this phone call. Look up Egyptian Mao on your whatever iPad, iPod, BlackBerry, Cherry, whatever you got, and his picture will come up on that. And that's the reason we assumed a church friend of mine, church brother. We looked it up about 4 months ago, and he just threw out the word mancoon. I've never seen a mancoon, and I don't care if I ever see one. But this guy said no. According to the internet, you've got an Egyptian Mao. We assume that. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Wow. And if we're basing off the M, I'd have to say that is not at all a characteristic that you can use that to exclude other cats. So,
okay.
But, you know, it sounds like he's got a great personality. So I'm going to say, what the heck? It doesn't matter what kind of cat he is.
I'm not a cat connoisseur, but this guy has made a very unusual person of me. I can say, let's load up and go. He'll jump in my vehicle, and he puts his little foot paw on my shoulder when I drive to let me know he's there if I need him. And at 5 weeks old, he knew how to, the litter box. He was trained, and he's only about 5 inches long when I got him. And I'm just enamored, if that's a correct, appropriate word to use. This little guy is just, he is so special. He weighs 14 pounds, and he's 14 months. Is that the way they grow Egyptian Mao's, or is that? Is that about the normal growth?
I mean, yeah, and again, it's not exclusive to that breed. You were mentioning things like the Maine Coon, which typically are quite large cats. So usually they're pushing up 15 to 20 pounds more likely in a healthy body weight.
Right.
So, but yeah,
they got long hair, don't they? This guy's got short hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maine Coons have long hair. There's a domestic short hair, which is short in hair. The Mao typically has short hair, too, as well.
Yeah. Well, since he was born and since he started traveling with me every day, 7 days a week, people who see him want him. They want to touch him. They want to take him home and babysit him for a night. They want to take him home on the weekends. They bring him food. A lady brought him a Christmas present last year, a pound of food, whatever. And he is just enthralled to everybody who sees him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason. And like I say, I'm not a purveyor or connoisseur of kitty cats, but I do love this little guy.
And I think there's a lot of cats out there that really turn people that never thought that they were cat people. And you meet the right one, and it changes your life. So I think we're all very fortunate if we make that encounter with a cat that really touches us in that way.
Is there one stipulation way that I could, in my own little finite mind, determined that he was a Egyptian Mao?
Yeah, and I believe at UC Davis, out by us, one of the vet schools, you can do genetic testing on cats. And I'm pretty sure that they can do a lot of different breed identification there. I'd have to check their list to see, but I think they do a good amount of those.
Let me ask you a question. This is not, off the wall, off the cuff. If I have him snipped, is there any way they can save his future generation for me, or is that uncommon to do? Because I don't want him to, you know, he's never seen but one other kitty cat in his young little life. And people want me to, they say, why don't you mate him up to a, you know, I said, no, unless it's an Egyptian male cat, I'm not going to do that to him. And I just want, can you save his pet? You know what I'm talking about?
Well, there's different ways that you can save for the future.
The problem with cats
is if we have to collect semen, you have to collect that from a cat, and that's probably not real routine. Now, if we're talking about something like cloning, that would be a different thing about taking a sample and cloning for the future.
Well,
so that might be the place to bank tissue for that.
Well, his personality, you know, he's got an above cat personality, and I don't know if I'm making him do. I don't know if I'm making him do the things he's doing. he just catches on. He's 14 months old, he's 14 pounds, and he can climb a tree, and he'll come down if I call him. You know, most cats will not come down. This little guy, he'll come down. If I say, let's load up, we got to go for a ride, he's ready to go in the truck. He, you know, like I say, he came into my life at 5 weeks. He knew how to, you know, eat. He knew how to litter box. And you know, for me, that was... He was just already ready. You know, he was a cat.
That's such a great story. Look at the hair on my back. It's standing up just from that story.
I saved his little life, no doubt. I'm a single person. I don't have a family. This little guy has really been an inspiration, you know, a reason to get up every morning and look. I'll hold his little face, you know, right up to mine and talk to him like you would a little baby. And he listens, you know. He does his own thing, but he does listen to me.
Tony, thank you so much for calling today. And don't forget, you can call anytime you want, okay?
Thank you, sir. I surely do appreciate it.
Take care. Toll free 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the Dream Team.
We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food. But we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Every year, guys open their holiday presents and you hear, "No, really, I love it." That's because finding the perfect gift for guys is hard, really hard. Thankfully, this year, there's Harry's. Guys everywhere have been flocking to Harry's.com to change the way they shave. This holiday season, impress the guys on your list with a Harry's Holiday Shave Set. All of their holiday shave sets include the finely crafted razors they've become known for, guaranteed to give him the close, comfortable shave he deserves. On top of that, the shave sets also include Harry's highly rated shaving cream, extra blades, and more. Harry's is the gift he'll actually use. And Harry's owns their own factory, so they're able to make high-quality shaving supplies incredibly affordable. You can get Harry's holiday shave sets for every guy on your list this year. You can even add engraved initials to make it more personal. So head over to Harry's.com to get him the gift he'll truly love. Use the code 4646 when you check out, and you'll even get $5 off your first purchase. That's Harry's.com, code 4646.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Welcome to GEICO's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to GEICO. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.